This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Gibson is a political reporter for the Charlottesville Daily Progress and joins us each Monday afternoon to talk politics. Before we get to the big return on Wednesday of the General Assembly to consider Governor Kaine's amendments and vetoes, and we will definitely talk about that before you leave today, but before we do, you had a fantastic article in yesterday's Daily Progress that, in my opinion, hit the nail on the head. And this is in regards to the situation with the rescue squad here and cars and what's going on with the city budget, what's going on with the county budget. Can you bring folks up to speed if they may be getting to this late and not know that this is a big issue?
I think it's a very crucial time right now for Charlottesville and Albemarle County as they consider their budgets this year and sort of set a new direction, perhaps, for themselves on where they want to go with fire and rescue services. It's an important time for them to look at merging services, city and county, because they have a shared services agreement that may lapse later this year. It's not at all certain they're going to re-up that agreement. And it's been a decent agreement for the city and county. It saves money for them to cooperate. But there are also all these volunteer rescue squads like the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad that have been sort of, in some cases by the county, brought into the process, in some cases by the city, not included in the process. And it's very important that they figure out a way to cooperate and to use to the maximum extent that they can the tremendous volunteer services we have in our rescue squads and volunteer fire departments. I think it's crucial for the taxpayer and crucial for the level of service they provide. And that's what we were talking about in the column on Sunday. And there's been a very good response to that. I've heard from an awful lot of people.
And what are you hearing from people as a result of that?
They want the city and the county to cooperate. They don't want separate and competing city and county fire and rescue services. And they most certainly don't want cars left by the wayside.
And cars, can you give us any history of cars? And, of course, when we say cars, we mean the Charlottesville-Albemarle Rescue Squad. And I got a million questions. Does the city put money into cars?
The county does not. The county does. The county, in areas of Albemarle, there are places where the response time isn't great. And to staff everybody 24 hours, they because people have jobs during the day, they need some supplemental people, some paid people that they've brought on during the day in certain county units. And they're looking in the county to expanding that out into East Drivanna, out beyond Pantops, out to Keswick. I think they're going to add some personnel, maybe six firefighters, paid firefighters out there with some fire and rescue duties. So, you know, the city and the county, if they do this, if left to their own devices, each staff would build up a big system unto itself because they're in charge. You know, they run the show. But it takes political leadership. And, you know, I had a long talk with David Toscano last week, a long talk with Mayor Brown last week, a long talk with one of the county supervisors today. I think that political leadership may gel around this, and we may get more cooperation than I feared.
The downside, of course, Bob Gibson is our guest. And if you've got an opinion about this topic, 977-1070, we'd love to hear from you. Pick up your phone, folks, and sound off about this issue, about the local rescue situation. The downside, of course, is that we end up paying in the county and in the city for this redundancy.
Well, it's not cheap. Fire and rescue service, I mean, the equipment alone is expensive, and of course the manpower is expensive if you're paying for it. So, you know, the city is looking at adding $1 million to its budget for next year to buy two ambulances at about $200,000 each and to get into the business of having these paid rescue people on staff during the daytime hours when cars is not fully staffed for that.
Which they don't have now, is that right?
There is a little bit of that now. Sometimes you will see a first responder show up from the squad. Sometimes you'll see a first responder show up from the fire department. And right now they're comparing response times. They're doing a study. They had a meeting today to compare and talk about their various response times. And there are some deficiencies because traffic is worse. It's harder to get around, and there's some deficiencies in response times.
To what extent does the fact that Julian Taliaferro, former fire captain at the firehouse, who's recently elected to Charlottesville City Council, to what extent does him being at the table now at City Council have to do with this, all of a sudden we've got $1 million in the budget, to create a whole new rescue system in the city separate from cars.
It appears that Julian is pushing that pretty hard. It appears that that cars is not fully brought into the discussions, and that the city budget is being put together by staff and with council's approval with that $1 million in it for the additional paid personnel in the city. And I think Julian's a big part of that.
In getting this money set aside for this.
Right. That doesn't mean the city and the county can't cooperate. You know, he knows that the city and the county can cooperate, and he knows the value that the volunteer rescue squads bring into the equation. So, you know, they sort of feel left out. They feel like they feel that the city especially has not consulted them in putting these budget figures together.
So what do we need to do then to make that happen? Because as you point out, $1 million, hey, folks, that's just the beginning. I mean, that would be just the beginning.
That is just a start.
You're talking about a few hundred dollars for every time an ambulance goes out.
There's a consultant's report that we're trying to get our hands on that so far they haven't shown us, but their first phase of it is done. It's complete. They're reviewing it now. And the consultant's report apparently says that the city is giving $2 million a year in services to the county for fire rescue. And the county's not paying for anywhere near that level. The county's paying like $600,000 a year. So apparently, if the consultant's report is used, it could be used to promote merger of the city and county fire rescue services, which would be a good thing. Or it could be used as a wedge between the two. The city could say, "Hey, we're getting off rather cheaply here. You're not contributing what you are getting from us, county. You should come across with more money." And, you know, there are people who are afraid that's going to happen and that these are going to be difficult negotiations. It's going to take some political leadership to bring the city and the county together on this issue.
Yeah. Bob Gibson is our guest from the Charlottesville Daily Progress, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Let's go to the phones. Caller, you're on with Bob Gibson. Go right ahead.
Yes, hi. I'm wondering how the university fits into this equation, because at least in my neighborhood, I'm in Fry Springs, there are a huge number of calls to the university, it seems to me, for various things. Now, are they the county? Are they the city? Who services them?
They're both. The university is its own entity and is, of course, in both the city and the county, the grounds proper in the county. You know, that you raise a very interesting point, because the university is a very interested party in this and needs lots of service from the fire and rescue people. The university, unlike most public universities in Virginia, pays some of its own freight. They make a voluntary payment to the city for fire service, which is more than they have to do under the law. You know, they could sort of say, you know, we're the state, forget it. But they don't. They do pay for some of the services they get from the city fire and rescue folks. They're also served by the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad. So, you know, you would think that they would be an active partner in bringing the city and the county together, and I hope they will be.
Yeah, because I guess I didn't realize they didn't have to pay for these services, because I feel like in Charlottesville, we all know the university is a lot of Charlottesville.
Oh, it is, in many ways. And they're being a fairly good citizen about their fire services. You know, the area you live in over in the Fry Springs neighborhood is one in which CARS, the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad, does not have a tremendous response time. They only have one center on McIntyre Road by the bypass.
Mm-hmm.
And that
which is threatened because of the Meadow Creek Parkway.
It may have to move. It may. One of the plans would be to move it back in that park area closer to the county office building, closer to the old Lane High School. They may just back it up away from the intersection that's going to be built there when the Meadow Creek goes through. But they're going to be looking at other places for ambulances. And you're part of the city in the southwestern area of the city. Need something out there. Kevin Lynch has been talking about maybe having something out in the area near where the university has some facilities out there.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Betty, thank you so much for the call. Now, the university has, do they have, out by the university police station, there's like this, there's a fire truck out there, right, on
yeah.
Ivy Road?
Yeah.
Right at the bypass.
And there are fire units, you know, spaced throughout the county, and they're talking about building more.
Interesting. Bob, real quick, what's a worst-case scenario and what's a sort of an ideal scenario with this situation that is unfolding as we speak?
I don't know what a worst-case scenario is. I just hope that the city and the county will cooperate, as they have in so many areas in the past. It's difficult, you know, if this is left to the staffs, they will each build a world-class fire unit, fire service unit, and fire and rescue. And you know, duplicating those services is perhaps more than we need, and the service isn't as good as it would be if they merged.
Yeah, yeah. And it could be even bigger and better if they decide to merge.
Well, and, you know, what to do with the volunteers and how to treat the volunteers. The volunteers are feeling left out and feeling poorly treated as some city officials come with them to them and say, well, your response times just aren't what they should be. And Cars then turns around and says, well, we don't think we have a problem. Well, there is a problem. There is a problem with response times. And the city and the county and the university and Cars have to sit down and solve it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.